Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, on your slightly more popular podcast than this one, the Accidental Tech Podcast, and I think on Hypercritical back in the day, you have discussed the concept that at the heart of a computing or smartphone system, there is something you call the naked robotic core. Now, this is a term that you may have coined, and it has robot in it. And yet, not to be judgmental, but I think what I've learned over the course of these 90-plus episodes is that my iPhone is not a robot.
Yeah, it doesn't wear clothes either. It's not naked. You have to take all the words together. It says, first of all, it says robotic, right?
Yes.
So many things can be robotic. That means like a robot, right? But doesn't necessarily mean it is a robot. And it's a turn of phrase, naked robotic core. There is no specific core. It's not actually naked. It's not. It's
and how is
together.
It like a robot? How is one, it like, how is my well, iPhone without a case like a robot?
Right. So the idea is that the iPhone, it's like an analogy. The iPhone is like a naked robotic core, as if you can imagine there was some metal electronic core containing the computing part that was inside, it's the core of the robot, just like the core of an apple is the middle part. The core of an apple is not an apple, but inside an apple is the core. So the naked robotic core would be like, go to a robot, core it, pull out the core part, and here it is, the naked robotic core, pulled out of the robot, but here is the core part of it. So there's naked robotic core for you. If you were to core a robot, like you would core an apple, you might have a naked robotic core. And I was actually thinking more of in line of that it would be removable, kind of like the G4 cube is removable from the case, or various, like in many movies, there's some central part of the robot that you can remove that is like the central processing unit or whatever. It usually kills the robot. It's like ripping its heart out or whatever. But sometimes like you can pull that part out and the essence of the robot will still be alive or something like that, or can go into another body or something.
Yeah, this is something that we've talked about before, this idea that you can't just have like pop a memory card out of a robot and put it in a different robot. And that's problematic because then, you know, what is it? So when you're talking about the core, you know, you're basically talking about, it might not be functional, but it would still be, this is the part that makes it a robot. This is all the important stuff.
Yeah, or if you pulled it out, it would be like taking a brain out of a person's head and then hooking it up to a bunch of wires. The brain would be like, I miss my body. That used to be me. Now I'm a brain in a jar.
Right.
It's bummed out to be a brain in a jar, but, you know, it used to be a person. So if you were to pull the naked robotic core out of a robot, first of all, it would probably kill it, because that's frequently the way the robots are killed in movies, is you rip out them, you know, the main computing thing, or rip out the heart of it, essentially, because they're sort of modeled on people. It's like, if you pull the heart out. But if you were to put it out and hook it up to like a computer and a bunch of wires and stuff, it will not. It will be like a brain being pulled out of a head. It's not. It's like it would see itself be destroyed and be sad and be like, now I'm just a brain in a jar. Woe is me.
Okay, because that's the challenge that I had with this, is thinking about the robotic core. Like, if there's like a robot that's like a robot that hoes a field, and then there's a body that's like the field tender, and then there's also like a big tractor that is also, you know, essentially a robot, and there's a core. And you can like pull it out of one. If you're the farmer in this futuristic farm, you can pull it out of one and then stick it in the other. Is that a robot, or is that now like a, is that block in that scenario like a computer that's driving one or the other? Or is that okay to have like a modular part that could move from like body A to body B? What do you think?
So if you had a thing where the modular part didn't identify with any of the things, then basically that modular part...
Yeah, imagine like a cube. Imagine like a big metal cube.
Yeah.
That's interchangeable with the body that's like human shaped body, and also the tractor.
Yeah, like the little cube thing obviously is not a robot, because if you were to sit it on the table, it's not going anywhere. It's just
true.
It is not anything on its own. And so it's basically just putting a computer inside a bunch of other stuff and letting it control it. So none of those things are a robot in that scenario.
All right.
Now, if you give that robot the ability to move around and it goes from vehicle to vehicle, then it's just like a human farmer. You go and the farmer gets in the tractor and drives the tractor around, then gets out of the tractor.
Right.
Just because the thing might be driving it like by connecting wires and stuff, if it's doing all that stuff on its own, then the thing going from the tractor to the plow to the whatever, that would be a robot.
All right. So, and frankly, at that point, if you've got a robot body that can like use the hoe to hoe the field, if that climbs into the the tractor and drives the tractor around.
Poking its little hoe at the pedals, fine. You know,
that's just a robot driving a tractor at that point. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we've cleared that one up. So naked robotic core, more of a metaphor, and robotic cores in general, kind of problematic. Like you'd be doing damage to the robot by ripping out its core.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Robot or not.